I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What happened?
Yeah, before he got here, he had a soft tissue injury. Obviously, for this long, it's a little bit more significant. So it's just taking some time to get back and be his regular self.
Ryan, you've been watching.
It's really not. I know there's a lot of questions, but it's really not that complicated. He had a pretty good soft tissue injury before he got here.
Score evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
You know what is complicated is covering Justin Jefferson. Can Jalen Johnson just show up and cover Justin? It's like, hey, I'm ready to go. It's that easy. I guess we're going to find out in just a little bit. Judson Richards along with you until 9 o'clock this evening, broadcasting live for the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. A reminder, Football Talk on the Score presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Hard to believe the NFL season begins in just 1 week. The Bears will play in 11 days as they take on the Minnesota Vikings, a guy who was out there each and every day, does a great job on the beat of the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times, is my guy, Patrick Finley. Patrick, let's begin here. How do you think the Bears training camp went?
That's a good question. It was up and down, and I guess that was to be expected, but there were times when that felt disappointing, particularly on the offensive side. I come out of it being impressed by Ben Johnson more than any other aspect of the team. The fact that he is direct, the fact that he demands a lot of his players to the point of their own frustration, I think it's a really good thing. You know, Ryan Poles likes to say that, bad habits and a history of the Bears not doing very well lately. I think those things need to get broken by somebody with a strong personality. And I think that Ben Johnson at the very least has that. Now, he is never going to be more popular than he is 2 minutes before kickoff on Monday Night Football. Then he'll have decisions that he makes that people can start criticizing. But I've been really impressed by him coming out of training camp.
Is the running back room the worst of the Bears position groups?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably. And that's no shot at DeAndre Swift, who's, I don't know, if you made a list of all the starting running backs in football, what is he, 20, maybe? That's not terrible. But their lack of depth is somewhat alarming right now. I asked Poles the other day about their backup running backs, and he went straight to Kyle Manungai. He didn't even say the word Roschon Johnson.
Yeah.
So that leads me to think that Kyle is their number two. And boy, that'll be interesting. If Kyle needs to come in and pass block against a blitz-happy Vikings team on Monday Night Football in his first game in the NFL, I'm not sure that is the right position for him to succeed. So we'll see whether the Bears pick their spots very carefully with him. I do expect him to practice next week leading into that game.
We're joined by Patrick Finley, the Chicago Sun-Times. Judson Richards with you this evening on 6-7 The Score. You know, Patrick, would you say that perhaps this offseason – the running back room decisions made or not made perhaps have been the most surprising thing, that they weren't more aggressive in adding more talent to that group, knowing that Ben Johnson, you know, does very much feature what he wants to be, a very strong run game.
Yeah, there was a time when they brought Jamal Williams in for a tryout And you sat there, like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then they didn't end up signing him, and they wound up getting Britton Brown, I think, who has made the practice squad. Yeah, it's a little surprising. I think it's surprising that there wasn't at least a little bit of action at defensive end, especially after it was clear that Austin Booker was going to miss some time. The Bears put Booker on IR this afternoon, which means he's got to miss the first four games. It means he won't play until at the earliest week six, because the Bears have got that week five bye. I don't know who the third defensive end is. You know, the appeal of Dio Odengbo when they traded for him was that they could kick him inside the defensive tackle on passing downs. But, you know, who are you doing that for? Are you doing that so Dominique Robinson can get extra snaps? I don't know whether that makes sense. So, yeah, I would say, you know, just a little bit of veteran depth at running back in defensive end would have been nice. You've seen the Bears do that in the past, and I kind of presume that they'd do it at some point this offseason too.
That was actually my next question. It felt like a very quiet camp for Dio Odengbo.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. we just didn't see him consistently winning. And for Bears' offensive line, where both of their tackles have been questioned at some point this offseason, that's not a good thing. We'll see what happens when everything gets going. You know, it's hard to tell on both lines in practice when you're really not allowed usually to take people to the ground to do anything too intimidating, how that's going to work out. But, you know, the Bears are paying him as though he can produce. And Dio in his career has shown flashes, but the Bears have bet on his future and are not on his past necessarily. So time will tell whether he is the difference maker that they hope he can be, because if he's not, then Montez Sweat is back where he was last year, which is, you know, the only defensive end on this roster that scares anybody.
Patrick, what you read on Jalen Johnson making it by week one, and is he good enough to essentially roll out of bed and blanket Justin Jefferson?
No, I don't think anybody is. And that's no
shot at
Jalen. Yeah, Justin Jefferson's really good. Here's what concerns me. What concerns me is that either Jalen rushes back because he's got Justin Jefferson waiting for him, or Jalen is just so aggressive in his rehab that he does something that can cost him beyond week one. You know, we're all going to get really caught up in Monday Night Football, week one, Justin Jefferson, divisional rivalry, the Bears playing the team that Caleb Williams, if he had his druthers, would have gone to. We're all going to get really caught up in that. But one game is not so important that it should jeopardize anybody's month or season or half a season or whatever. So, yeah, I think Jalen, with some practice and some ramp up, could be pretty effective, and the Bears are going to try and do that. But what would concern me, and what I think does concern the Bears, is you don't want to push it, because it's just one game and it's just one matchup.
Have you confirmed what the injury is? Do we know?
I believe it's a calf, but if I had that firmer, we'd be talking about it more. But
right.
it was an injury that he suffered in the lead up to training camp, in doing some training. So that's something you just, you know, any of those soft tissue injuries in the lower body, when you play the position he plays, you got to be super careful to make sure that it doesn't get any worse.
Yeah, it's like they keep saying soft tissue, like somehow that eases our curiosity. And it's like, I don't want to hear soft tissue anymore, but I know they don't want to tell us until they have to tell us. And so we'll wait to find out.
Yeah, and, you know, soft tissue, all it means is that his bone didn't break in half. And then, you know, that's pretty apparent when you're sitting out there watching practice. But here, you know, mercifully here in a couple of days, you know, the NFL is going to make all of their teams put injury reports out. And, you know, they do that for the sake of fairness, but also for the sake of gamblers and people who play fantasy football. And that'll keep everybody on the straight and narrow a little bit.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times, he's Patrick Finley with us this evening on 6-7 The Score. I'm Judson Richards. Speaking of injuries, we don't know much about Patrick. Tough to know really what's happening with Jaquan Brisker as of now.
Yeah. So, yeah, he walked off the field with the trainer the other day, and or on Wednesday's practice, about midway through it. You know, it was during a special teams period. So, we saw him come off and we're sitting there going, what could he have possibly been doing? Because he's not playing on their special teams. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. It's a tough blow for him. You know, he had made it all the way through camp healthy. And that's not something that he'd really done before. And, you know, for a guy who missed as many games as he missed last year because of this super scary concussion, And for a guy who's got quite a lot of money at stake this season,
yeah,
you want him to at least be out there and, you know, let the chips fall where they may, but you want him to at least be able to give it a shot. So we'll see. You know, as the Bears showed last year, Jonathan Owens is a perfectly fine backup. And, you know, if, you know, in the modern NFL, you know, that safety spot's one of the ones that you can kind of get by without. But, you know, what's so essential, I think, about Brisker being on the field is that the energy he brings, the attitude he brings is just, you feel it. And I think the Bears could use a little bit of that juice, maybe not in week one on Monday Night Football, but, you know, through the course of the year and, you know, even on the practice field when, you know, things may be a little quiet.
Patrick, will there be a week one starter for the Bears that is not on the roster right now?
No, I don't think so. I think they're about set. You know, the starting positions that you worry about are left tackle, and whether Ben Johnson wants to say it or not, it's Braxton Jones, and, you know, he's taken every relevant snap with the first team for the last 2 weeks or so. So I think you're set there. You know, strong side linebacker is one, but Noah Sewell, I think, has been pretty good, and particularly in goal line situations and short yardage situations, he can really hit. And beyond that, I think the Bears are going to be a nickel a lot. So that's kind of half of a starting job. That's about it, really, on the list of, you know, questions beyond Jalen Johnson in that cornerback spot. If Jalen can't go, you know, I'm guessing it's going to be Tyreek Stevenson. I think he's won that job. And then probably Nashawn Wright in the other spot. Nashawn Wright had a wonderful training camp during practice and then just got his butt kicked by Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, he had a half in which, you know, he watched, I think it was 55-yard completion, 58-yard completion, watched a receiver run right past him,
yep.
Committed two penalties, gave up another thing. It was as bad as it could have been. It reminded me, are you a Simpsons guy by any chance?
Many, many, many years ago.
Okay, they have a fake Vin Scully baseball announcer, and one day he's going through a list of a bad day that the right fielder has had, and he ends it. You know, he says, you know, struck out four times, you know, grounded into a double play, you know, committed a throwing error, and swallowed a bee. And you get that, and you're watching Nashawn Wright in the first half against the Chiefs, and all I could think of is, boy. You know, he's looking like he's about to swallow a bee here. It's been a really bad day for him.
Yeah, it really was. Patrick, I've saved the most challenging for last for you. Ben Johnson said in his opening press conference, we're going to calibrate this offense with Caleb in mind. I ask you, what does that week one calibration look like? As close as you can estimate.
I think they're going to try and run the heck out of the ball. And, you know, against Brian Flores, I think that's what you have to do. You just cannot be in third and seven. You can't. He will blitz you and he will get you. So I think that they're going to try and really pound the rock with DeAndre Swift. I wouldn't be surprised if he got the ball 25 times, something like that. And, you know, that's the formula that Ben has used against the Vikings in the past, and it works. So, and then I think you're going to see a lot of play action. I think you're going to see Caleb throwing the ball a lot on the run, both to his left and right. That is a new toy for Ben. You know, Jared Goff doesn't move that way, but Caleb Williams sure as heck does.
Right.
And a lot of, you know, some of the stuff that we saw, you know, at the start of that game against the Bills, you know, you find the tight end out, you know, off of a play action pass in the flat. You go up the seam at some point, you know, you check it down. I think that is the path for them to win in that first game. And Caleb's got to do his part too. And he can't get sacked as often as he got sacked last year. I mean, it'd be a record if he did. So he can't do that. He's got to make the right decisions. And I think this sounds counterintuitive, but I think it's true. I think he also can't be afraid to throw an interception. One of the things he was really good at last year was protecting the ball, and it got the Bears kind of nowhere. So, you know, we'll see just how aggressive he wants to be.
How many times does DJ Moore take the ball behind the line of scrimmage?
Twice, three times. I still think it's more of a, of a gimmick than anything else.
Yeah. Have you put your prediction on that Vikings week one? Listen, I guess I can ask now, right? They're on vacation, I think, as a team, and then It's go time, so we're pretty much here. Have you put your name on a week one prediction?
I haven't yet. We'll get to that, but I'm thinking it will be, I don't know. We'll think about that next week. I think they're going to go 9-8 this season. I think they'll go 9-8 on the season, and if their offense can get better as the season goes on, I think that's a victory.
That's a good tease to read the Sun-Times. Patrick will give you 9-8. He will not tell you if the Minnesota Vikings week one is one of those 9 or one of those 8. Patrick, as always, you are the best. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you. I don't have to file that prediction until Thursday morning. I'm going to take every second of it.
You take every second, Patrick. Patrick Finley, Chicago Sun-Times there. 9-8, he says. Do they beat the Vikings? I'm going to say, yeah. If you're at 9-8, I'm going to say that you give them the week one Monday Night Football game because it is at home, right? Like, if you're over 500, that means you probably would split with the Vikings. So I would think you'd probably give them the home game versus the one in Minnesota. One of the things, you know, about facing the Vikings and the Lions and now the Packers with Micah Parsons is what's going on the left tackle position for the Bears. We know what's going on. It's going to be Braxton Jones. The question is, will it be good enough? And I still, you know, I go back to this tweet from Brad Biggs. 18 players had 9 or more sacks last season in the NFL. The Bears will face 10 of them. And oh, by the way, Aiden Hutchinson was hurt last year. So he would also probably be on that list if he didn't miss as much time as he did. It is already a very, very tough schedule for the Bears. A lot of great pass rushers. And instead of having Micah Parsons once, because they do play the Dallas Cowboys, they now have him twice. Can we visit that audio with Ryan Poles on Ozzie Trapillo? I still am trying to wrap my mind around this quote from the Bears GM.
Do you envision Ozzie staying at right tackle? No.
Yeah, I'll leave that up to the coaches. I did like when he moved to the right. I thought he settled in, and it looked very natural. His hand usage, his feet. But it looked like that when he started out at left early. I think he just hit a rookie wall in the middle of camp there where things just kind of got all over the place, and he needed to settle in. And I think going back to watch that KC game, you could see things like slow down a little bit for him and his technique come back, because that was the best part of his game. It was like that dependability. His angles were right. His hands were right. He was in good positions and was very consistent. I think he just got out of whack a little bit midway through camp. So again, just with Dan and Ben and Declan having great feel, moving them back to kind of home base, got him comfortable, and we'll continue to work on his development.
Now, I'm not saying that there isn't such a thing as a rookie wall. I just thought it came like during the season and then like towards the end of the season.
I think that there's maybe two different kinds of rookie walls here in the sense that
there's the rookie wall training camp wall.
The rookie wall during the season, I think, is usually more of a physical thing because they're not used to playing that many games, basically. And then this one, I think, might be more of a mental. He's adjusting to.
You're telling me, Studs, you've heard of rookie walls during training camp before?
No, no.
You've heard a GM mention that before?
No, but I'm just trying to decipher what he's saying.
I'm not saying I don't believe him.
It's interesting word usage. I think that maybe poor word usage there.
Listen,
we've all heard rookie wall referred to in like December, you know, but I've never heard it used in this context, but I think I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, listen, all I'm saying is when you are facing 10 players of the 18 or 10 players that had 9 or more sacks, and that list doesn't include Aiden Hutchinson, you don't want guys hitting rookie walls, or you don't want to be drafting by way of potentially redundancy to now have your second rounder be a backup right tackle and not have him be able to do more, because this team looked like they thought very clearly they've got a guy who's ready to go out there and be a left tackle. That's all I'm saying, is to have a rookie wall and to have him just be a clear backup at this stage of the game with how important your second round picks are. When you're talking about adding Micah Parsons to the division, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I think he's still the swing tackle. I think you're putting him out there at left before
Theo Benedict?
Well, I forgot about Theo Benedict. How
dare I? Theo, yeah, yeah.
Well, he's probably in the conversation for
he's
that
He's probably
swing.
Doing better than Kieran Amagashi.
Well, Kieran, he's a guard now, so there you go.
Exactly, exactly. We're just proving our points all down the line. There is this note. Speaking of a guy who may have been cast off and thrown away, can we just take a moment to just applaud? I don't know, do you have an applause sounder, Studs? I'm sure you do. Are you guys seeing what Kyle Schwarber is doing tonight? Are you seeing what Kyle Schwarber is doing this season? Look out, Cal Raleigh. All right, big dumper. Kyle Schwarber has 4 home runs tonight for the Philadelphia Phillies. He also has, am I seeing this right? 9 RBIs. Schwarber is 4 for 5. Can't believe he made an out with 4 home runs. Those 4
wow.
Now add up to 49 on the season. What did the Cubs not give him? What did the Cubs not want to pay him?
He was non-tendered. They didn't give him anything.
Yeah, non-tendered. Wow.
There wasn't even an offer. They could have given him the qualifying offer, but they non-tendered him.
The Phillies are beating the Braves 18-4 in the middle of the 8th inning. And Schwarber has 4 home runs and 9 RBIs. Now, I will say this, because we got this in the text, and I said this months ago. I don't know if you were here for that, Studs. Were you here when I made the case that I thought that back when we were talking about giving Kyle Tucker $800 million? No, remember when we were giving Tucker $500+ million, which no longer I think is a contract he's going to get? But really, one of the names that was out there approaching free agency, and I mentioned it, Kyle Schwarber. Could you see Schwarber in a Cubs uniform again? Could Schwarber be more expensive than Kyle Tucker? I guess maybe a different question to ask with what he's approaching. But man, good for Schwarber, man. Good for Kyle. A lot of people think the Phillies are going to show up and pay him. 4 home runs, 9 RBIs, Phillies beating the Braves 18-4. Let's get back to some of the reaction that we've had to the Michael Parsons news. And Studs, I would like to revisit a little bit of Jerry Jones. Right? Because I think what the American public wants to know is why. Like your original, your most organic reaction when you saw this news. For me, it wasn't immediately what this means for the Bears. That was second. The first really was, oh, Jerry. Oh, Jerry. It's kind of like seeing an old person fall in public. You're like, oh, no. Oh, I hope their hip's okay. You know, like that. That was kind of my first reaction. It's like, Jerry, no. Jerry. And I actually despise the Cowboys. Because I have to see them on national television far more than I want to. I do not feel like the star should be America's team. They haven't been really good. They're not that interesting. Like, a lot of time, offensively, they're just dull and kind of boring for decades on my television. So, I'm good if they go away. I don't root for their success. I don't root for their failure. I don't really care. I just can't believe that you have a player of that caliber homegrown and you let them walk. And now you let them walk to the Packers, and now it's the Bears' problem. So you're going to hear from Jerry Jones. He's going to explain to you why they traded Micah Parsons. That's coming up next. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The thing that I would like to say is I firmly did, made a commitment to Michael this spring, and paid him. And to pay him. Did I talk to Michael?
Micah.
I'm sorry, I didn't get...
Listen to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
You know, that's the worst when son has to correct dad. And my son's 5 years old, not too far away. I'm sure he'll be correcting me, but, you know... Jerry Jones kept calling him Michael. Finally, Stephen had heard enough of him sitting right next to him and said, Micah, it's Micah, Dad. Dad, you're embarrassing us. It's unbelievable.
Those were only the two instances that I was able to grab tonight. I think there were more.
Now, there was you one, said...
You'll hear another one in this cut we're going to play soon.
Did you say that he talked for 11 minutes in his opening statements without being interrupted?
I believe so.
Is he a sports talk show host?
I believe... Again, you know, as we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants tonight, so I was kind of skimming through what I was able to grab of the press conference, and I noticed as I'm jumping through, I got the first question, and I'm just going through, where's this end? He just keeps talking and talking and talking, and finally, and I actually don't know, now that I had a little more time, I'm pretty sure that he talked for 11 minutes, and then Steven took over for a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And then there was another question.
It's Micah, Dad. Dad, it's Micah. Gosh, unbelievable. Judson Richards with you until 9 o'clock. That is Adam Staszynski's voice you're hearing as well. Hey, just a reminder, you can join Gabe Ramirez and me, Judson Richards, at Sluggers in Wrigleyville tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. Stop by to see us talking Bears and Cubs, plus check out the indoor batting cages only at Sluggers in Wrigleyville tomorrow from 2 to 6 on The Score. Looking forward to that. I do know, speaking of Cubs, Lance Brozdowski will join us live at 3 o'clock. Mason Crosby, I believe, former Packer, is going to join us as well. We'll get his reaction to the Micah Parsons news. We want so badly to get into the mind of Jerry Jones. Maybe we don't. I don't know. There is something kind of great to listen to someone describe something so stupid that they did. So let's hear from Jerry Jones explaining the trade of Micah.
Well, without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well. We've gained a Pro Bowl player. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concerns in, on the inside of our defense. Let me go beyond your question. First of all, I want to tell you that I really like Micah. I appreciate the years, 4 years that we've had him here. And he's a great player. And so we are very appreciative of the fact that he's a great player. There's no question that I could have signed him in April. And so we all know that to have agreements, all parties have to agree. This was by design. I did make Mike an offer. It wasn't acceptable, and I honor the fact that it wasn't done in the way that he wanted to do it through an agent. He was made an offer. There's not an ounce of vindictiveness. There's no bad feelings on my part about the fact that we didn't come together on an agreement. The facts are, and we'll cover it, I'm sure, with many of your questions, but the facts are specifically we need to stop the run. And we haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years. And when you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, then the way to mitigate that pass rush is to run at you. If the pass rush doesn't get you ahead pretty big time and you're playing even or behind, then you've really got a problem in stopping the run.
We can't bust heads like we used to, but we have our ways.
Well, you got it.
One trick is to tell them stories that don't go anywhere. Like the time I caught the ferry over to Shelbyville. I needed a new heel for my shoe. Hmm. So I decided to go to Morganville, which is what they call Shelbyville in those days. So I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time. Now, to take the ferry cost a nickel. And in those days, nickels had pictures of bumblebees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, you'd say. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. The important thing was that I had an onion on my belt, which was the style at the time. They didn't have white onions because of the war. The only thing you could get was those big yellow ones.
Now, where were we? Stop the run. Stop the run. You know, there's two things that I know help stop the run or make you better as a team is you trade Micah Parsons, you hired Matt Eberflus as a defense coordinator. Because last year, that really worked for the Bears when it came to stopping the run. I hope you all out there now feel better about why the Cowboys decided to allow Micah Parsons to come to our division. That now allowed Micah Parsons to join the Green Bay Packers. And I enjoyed our conversation with Mike Golic Jr. of FanDuel Sports Network. Here's what Mike said about really just his reaction immediately to the Micah Parsons news.
How did they let this happen? Why did they let this happen? And then I remembered Jerry Jones. It's the answer to all of this. Jerry Jones' ego got in the way. We always hear, you know, it's just business. It's not personal. Jerry Jones made business personal this time around, and they can talk until they're blue in the face about wanting to stop the run and all the players they'll get back from this and the quality players you could get that could one day hope to grow into being Micah Parsons right. When you draft them. Like, all of it is just window dressing to Jerry didn't like the terms being dictated to him by someone else. As minute as it might seem, the idea of having to deal with an agent being the terms that you have to agree with, Jerry was never going to do anything that wasn't the exact way Jerry wanted it, and now we're here.
Yeah. Now we're here, and it begs the question, how much better does it make the Green Bay Packers? In fact, does it move them to a top three team in the NFC? Does it move them to a top two team in the NFC? I got a lot of pushback about saying that perhaps they may be the front runner for the best team in the NFC. Now, the Packers were 11-6. Oh, I'm sorry, that would short them a couple of games. Did they win 11 games last year? Do you know off the top of your head how many games the Packers won last year? I just had it up in front of me. I took it down. Listen, they were a playoff team last year. I know that. They lost to the wild card round. The Bears did beat them
11
last
wins.
Year. 11 wins. Okay, that's right. I said 11 and 6 like it was like I could do math. No, that would put them at 17.
Yeah, you were right. 11 and 6.
It's
yeah.
Listen, we got on early. It's been a long few hours. That checks out. 11 and 6 with the youngest roster. I mean, they had the youngest roster in the NFL heading in, and then they just got rid of old Kenny Clark in that trade and got younger with a 26-year-old Michael Parsons. The thing about the Philadelphia Eagles is the Eagles don't have to face Michael Parsons in their own division anymore. So the Eagles catch a break. That's not as big as the New York Giants saying, Saquon Barkley sucks. We don't want this guy anymore. You guys go ahead and have him. And then they go win a Super Bowl with him.
I do think the Eagles play the Packers this year, though. I think that the North is playing the NFC
right.
East. So, yeah.
Well,
so they will have to deal with him for a game.
But not twice and not for the following years, like now the Bears will have with the Packers.
Well, and maybe potentially in the playoffs, too, assuming the Packers are a playoff team and assuming the Eagles are a playoff team.
So are the Packers now, do you put the Packers at the top of the NFC North? Because any team that's at the top of the NFC North, you probably would insert them in the top three teams in the NFC. I mean, listen, the Bears, hear this out. The Bears start the season with the Vikings and the Lions. That is the most difficult two-game stretch to open a season for any team in NFL history. Now, that statistic changes a little bit when you add a game to the schedule. But the Lions won 15 games last year. The Vikings won 14 games, taking into account new quarterback. But no team has started a season playing opponents that would have combined 29 games last year. And neither of those teams added Micah Parsons, just to try to give you an idea of the depth of now the NFC North. And I think that the Packers, I do think they moved to the top of the line in the NFC North. And I do think they should be considered a top three team in the NFC. And so where is that put your win total with the Bears? I mean, did you have the Bears splitting with the Packers this year? They beat them last year. They're going to have a little extra motivation there in Green Bay with Ben Johnson calling out Matt LaFleur at the opening press conference. It's just, listen, it's something else to prepare for. It's another reason to get your left tackle situation figured out. Coming up next, why Western Illinois could beat Illinois? No, that's impossible. Can Western Illinois keep it within 30 in their big matchup against Illinois? And did you see or hear what Kyle Schwarber did tonight? That's all coming up next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
1-2.
Oh, that one's drilled deep to right field. He has done it! Four home runs in a game! A three-run home run!
That was a call from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Judson Richards back here with you for our final stop on Score Evenings on 6-7 The Score. That's Schwarbaum. Kyle Schwarber became the stud. You want to guess how many players previously had hit four home runs in the game in the bigs? In a game?
Ooh.
Schwarber becomes the 21st player.
Oh, I thought it would be less. Yeah. That's still not a lot.
9 RBIs for Kyle Schwarber. I believe he hit 46, 47, 48, and number 49. So you still got a month of the season left to go. Phillies beat the Braves 19-4.
So you said he was the 21st player to ever do it?
Correct.
So that's more rare than a perfect game. Less players have done that than have pitched a perfect game.
Well, hitting's a lot harder than pitching, so it should be.
It doesn't shock me.
Just say the previous segment, I couldn't add 11 and 6. So it's been a long few hours, so someone may need to fact check me. The text line still open. Can someone confirm that Kyle Schwarber has become the 21st player to hit four home runs in a game? And that feels low to me. Does that not feel low to you? I guess if you would have asked me how many players in the bigs hit four home runs in a game, I may have said 40-plus, but what do I know? But no, the last I saw, just Twitter search 21st player, and I'm sure that will pop up. But the big story, here's what I can't believe, Studs. Of all of the things that we've talked about today, Micah Parsons being traded to the Green Bay Packers from the Dallas Cowboys, rough, rough few months for the Dallas sports fan. Yikes. First, Luka Doncic. Which, by the way, who gave up less? I almost feel like, Anthony Davis, all right, he's a little long in the tooth. At least he's a star somewhat. It almost feels like a push, if I'm being honest. But what I'm really having a tough time wrapping my mind around is I feel like the Bears gave up more for Khalil Mack than the Packers gave up for Micah Parsons. And I'm just thinking about, in 2025, like, if you could go back and buy a house in 2018, how much cheaper that house would be. Like, what I wouldn't give for a 2018 grocery store run. So just from a place of inflation, like, how do these deals, what the Bears gave up for Khalil Mack versus what the Packers gave up for Micah Parsons today, why doesn't it feel like inflation hasn't hit a little bit more with this deal?
Well, I would just say that the Khalil Mack trade was two firsts and a third and then a conditional fifth. Or did the Bears get the conditional fifth? Doesn't matter. Did fifth round pick, whatever. Two firsts and a third in exchange for Khalil Mack and a second round pick.
Right.
Yep. So the Packers got back Micah Parsons.
Right. The Raiders got two first rounds pick, a third, and a sixth.
Oh, okay. I forgot the sixth round.
Yeah, the Bears got a sixth round. And the Bears got a second round pick and a conditional fifth round pick.
And I believe that Khalil Mack. I believe that second round pick either became Cole Kmet or Jalen Johnson.
And then, a rather simple deal. Two first round picks and Kenny Clark. And the Packers are going to be damn good, so those are going to be some late first-round picks, right? Like, this isn't the Bears trading with the Carolina Panthers. I mean, think about how late those first-round picks are going to be.
Probably.
I feel like the Cowboys got fleeced. Oh, and let's answer our can Western Illinois football, Studs, where you graduated cum laude. That's not a thing.
I actually graduated magna cum laude.
What was your GPA?
at Western 3.76.
All right. Nobody likes an overachiever there, Mr. I can add 11 plus 6. Can they keep it within 30? What's the spread?
45 and a half.
45? Oh, my gosh.
If they
12th, Illinois.
If they lose by less than 40, I'll be happy. And I'll take the 500 grand they're probably paying us and I'll go back to Macomb.
Studs, college football season is here. NFL season a week away. Baseball playoffs coming up as well. It's been a hell of a show with the Parsons News. We have made it just a month away from the best month in sports. That's October, my humble opinion. That'll do it for us. Thanks to Patrick Finley. Thanks to Mike Golick Jr., Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Judson Richards for Adam Szczesinski. Have a wonderful rest of the night, everybody.
Did I talk to Michael?
Micah.
About, I'm sorry, I didn't get.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.